Hey guys, I want to retract someone that I had recommended here a few days ago, a few podcasts ago, AP the Messiah. I thought he was legit, but turns out he only cares about money and followers on Instagram. He wants to be a sanctuary for trans kids, you know, that are running away from out of state. And as a parent, that doesn't sit well with me. Because what gives him the right to think that he is going to house these kids and let them do these medical procedures? I don't think so. I've already, like, you know, Oceanside Police already is aware of everything. I mean, this guy gave me a copy of his driver's license, so I mean, I don't know what how far he was expecting to get or how stupid he thinks I was. But, so I'm out a couple $100, but I'd rather save more people than, you know, than care about a couple $100. Like, I'd rather look like an idiot and save you guys from the trouble and being conned by this guy, you know, because I put him through a couple tests because, you know, I wanted to see if he was legit, and he turns out not to be. He was gaslighting me, and he told me not to read the Bible, and this is a guy that says that God appeared to him, and if God appeared to him, I'm pretty sure God wouldn't say not to read the Bible. You know, all these red flags. And all these girls were sending me messages that he was sending dick pics to minors and stuff like that. So, like, yeah, I've already let Oceanside Police know about it. He has, like, a 16-year-old boy with him that's not his kid. He said he was trying to adopt him or something, but now that even looks sketchy. So if you're listening to this, AP, I don't know why you think I needed you for something, but I don't need anybody for anything, because God's on my side. And when I have God, I am unstoppable and so powerful. I mean, that's why people are so scared of me, because I only speak the truth. It's not in me to lie, because I try to be as much like Jesus as possible. And that's why I'm not scared of anything, because I don't have any secrets. And, you know, people that have secrets, those are like cracks that they have open. And when you have cracks, that's where the devil slips in. Weasels his way in through all the lies. And it's like, you don't think I wanted to save my marriage and be happy? Like, all you had to do is fucking stop lying. It's not that hard. But it's like, some people are like sick in the head that I guess maybe the rush they get online and like living on the edge and lying to people. I don't know. People are legit insane right now. They don't know how to communicate, and everything's backwards, so the police actually side with the criminals. I know this from personal experience. You know, I'm just not about to sue people for money. That's not what I'm about. You know, when it comes to me, it'll come to me. And right now, I think it's more important to be warning children about all these dangers and stuff. You know, I used to do this thing after school program for children called Spanish Explorers. And they would learn Spanish this way. I used to be a teacher, believe it or not. But, you know, the school district is doing away with all good teachers and teachers that fight for the truth. It's like I told you guys before. I'm the one that reported corruption in the school district. How do you think they found out about the $300 million? The wrong people are getting no credit for it. But whatever. No, I can prove everything. I have the emails to the CTA and everything to prove it. We'll talk to Mr. Pell, Mr. Garcia, Roberta. Talk to them all. Talk to my lawyer, Ted Matthews, the one that said I'm too crazy to stand trial. You know, I wanted my teaching job back. But now, you know, go for it, Democrats. All you guys have now are these crazy liberal teachers that want to teach your kids about how, what position they're in and what kind of sex they're having. Like, what business do kids have learning about their teacher's sex life? That, why do these teachers want to be validated by these children? That, you guys are sick fucks. And it's like, it took this happening to, for me to realize how fucking sick the Democrats are. So it's like, bring it, you know, expose it all to light, dude, because it's all out there in the open anyways. More and more people are exposing it. It's like, I know I ain't crazy. You guys just haven't shifted your thinking yet, you know. You guys are still fucking brainwashed by like all the TV programs. That's why they fucking call it programming. Think for yourself. Break out of the matrix. It's really sad to see how people are still stuck in it. And like, you can't talk about your feelings and shit. Like, that's why I don't have any friends. Because my friends can't handle the truth. When they would hurt my feelings, I would tell them. And they can't handle it. They can't. Legit. That's all it is. I've been doing this podcast for how long? I've been doing it for my sanity, to keep a record. So I have a record to give to the police. So the police can listen to this and be like, she's not doing anything wrong. She's just talking and telling her truth, her story. That's it. And same with, you know, Dr. Phil fucking knows that too. Whatever those showrunners, producers, the ones that I've been talking to and everything, they know what's up. They know the laws. Has anyone seen that show, the scripted Bachelor show? It's like, you know, they're not gonna do anything that's not illegal. But it's like the whole sister wife show. Stop trying to pretend like fucking Utah and the police care about polygamy marriages. They don't give a fuck about it. Because they don't even give a fuck about bigamy marriages. And those are totally illegal. You know? And one day, I mean, I just think it sucks for the woman. Because it's like, one day you're going to find out. It's like, oh, my anniversary is on the same anniversary as your ex-wife. Like, and you did it. It seems like you did it on purpose to piss her off. But she was never even mad because she had already moved on. It's just really, really sad. And it's like, why you see people starting a relationship the way that they started yours, and you're just like, you wanted better for them. That's all. And it's like, I never wanted my son not to have his father. And that's the saddest part of it all. And I think that's how he was able to hurt me and destroy me the most, was blaming me for their relationship falling apart when it wasn't no other buddy's fault but their own, because they were lying so much to our son. It's like that's the only truth that will come out in court. When we go out to court, the truth will all come out. Because no, I've been to court now. We are allowed witnesses. And so, like, the only one that's going to look like an idiot is the one lying. Which is, that's why I'm not scared of anything. But, you know, keep stalking me. Keep listening to my podcast. It's like, all I ever wanted was peace and for my son to have a father. And it's just not possible when someone's lying. And I'm so tired of being portrayed as a bad person, because I'm not. I did everything on purpose to show everybody that the system's broken, and it's, they go for the criminals. They side with the criminals. Now I can prove it all to the state of California and just sue everybody.